Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Hey there, Craig here. Nothing to worry about, but we're experiencing some slight phasal shifts here on the bunker. Good chunk of the alabaster room just disappeared, and decks 4 through 9 are growing screaming crystals. But as Emperor, I've delegated all that to Trisha, the mysterious intern. Now I'm gonna push a few buttons and hope everything fixes itself. Enjoy the show.
A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3.5-plus-ish years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern. Oh, here in my favorite tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur. Chunt.
Yeah.
Activia changed the name of the tavern, and I think we promised to keep calling it that, but for the life of me, I can never remember the acronym.
Oh, boy. I think it was Attleby's.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Really? I mean, that's the one that I like the best.
Yeah, I'm...
Was it Think goddesses, it's Foon?
Think Foon. Think it's, wait, hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Usidor.
Yes, what?
I don't know why I'm whispering.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas.
Oh, yeah,
the elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Sonin and Hoogstengis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names so powerful that if I were to utter them aloud, most assuredly, your eyeballs would turn into liquid, drip from thine eyes as eyeball tears, and these tears would then go and start a new society.
Arnie.
What?
What's the difference between tears and eyeball tears? That seems similar.
I don't know that Arnold will have an answer to this question, but I can answer it very clearly.
I think...
Tears that come out of your eyes with
tears
water...
Tears is an eyeball tear.
Regular tears.
But an eyeball
when
tear
eyeball
isn't always
turns
a tear.
Into liquid, that's an eyeball tear.
Oh, gross.
What's amore?
When the moon hits your eye, like an eyeball tear.
All right.
Chun, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Tusador and I are getting things together.
Things together?
You know, planning the wedding and such.
Oh, okay, not a sex thing.
No, not yet. We're saving ourselves for the wedding month.
For the wedding month?
Mm-hmm.
You're saving...
You don't have a honey month?
No, I'm very excited to hear about the honey month.
Yeah, you pour yourself with honey all over, and then for a month you just stick together.
Really?
Literally and figuratively.
Wow.
And just fuck.
In honey?
Gross?
I mean, what a waste of good honey.
Well, you don't know how we use it. But we're picking out flowers. We're picking out arrangements. We have to pick out millipedes.
What are the millipedes for?
When you get married in Foon, the bride and groom or the groom and groom or the bride and bride feed each other millipedes. And that's a signifier of how committed you are, because we have something in Foon called fear factor, which is when you're about to commit to a relationship forever, you get fearful.
Oh, sure.
You get anxiety and you're like, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to settle down. So to prove you can overcome that fear, you usually eat millipedes or something gross.
Oh, Rogan.
What?
No, I meant, oh no, not again.
Also, Tucenor and I were talking, and we were curious, Arnie, if you would stand at our wedding. I mean, I know you're best man, but would you mind standing at our
wedding? Oh, I have to stand too?
We're just worried that you're going to find a nice comfy seat.
How long of a, like on Earth, wedding ceremonies can last a wide range of different times. Like, will your ceremony be long or short?
Oh boy, that's hard to tell. I mean, I guess,
could it fit within the length of a podcast?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's good.
And you sure, are you gonna officiate still?
Yes, I am happy to do so, and I shall make it the longest wedding ceremony that has ever existed. Oh. This is my promise unto thee.
Usador, have you ever officiated a wedding ceremony before?
Well, of course, I have officiated many events in my days here upon Foon. And, it's always an honor to see two young people coming together, or two
young?
Old people, and they can then find a way to build a life together, regardless of their age or gender or other proclivities. And now, also, Arnold, what are some Earth traditions?
Earth traditions just in general? Well, if you step on a crack...
For weddings.
Oh, for weddings?
Wait, yes. I want to hear what happens when you step on a crack.
You break your mother's back.
What?
I know.
What a terrible curse.
Why would anybody ever step on a crack?
You don't. You don't want to. That's the whole point of it, is that if you step on a crack, you break your mother's back. You try to avoid cracks, but...
Eventually,
people of forget.
Earth, listen to Usador now. Watch every step that thou dost take, for if you do step upon some crack and are the cause of thine own mother's spine to be snapped in twain, then surely you shall face the wrath of a wizard.
Crack kills.
Oh, wow. I was going to make that joke.
What?
Nothing. So, what are some wedding traditions on Earth? What was your wedding like?
Oh, my wedding was great. I'm trying to think, like, what traditions we have. Well, like, on Earth, sometimes when you're leaving the chapel or the place where you're getting married, people will throw rice at you.
What a waste of rice.
I know. It is. Oh, I think people stop doing that because they say that birds eat the rice.
And then explode.
And explodes.
I love birds.
I know you do. But I think that might just be
that's on Foon
a myth.
Too.
Oh, it's on Foon too?
But that's magicked rice.
Oh, so you throw magicked rice at people?
Yeah, and if they eat it, they explode.
Oh. Well, yes. I mean, if you enchant rice to make people explode, that's just fun.
My Uncle Ben had that happen to him.
And after he died, did you have a great sense of responsibility?
I did.
I don't want to talk about that origin story.
Now, you don't have a honey month. What do you do after your wedding?
Well, it really depends. Sometimes people have a honeymoon.
And you pour honey over a moon?
No, you pour money into a week.
Do you put moons over my hammy?
Over my hammy?
Yeah.
So what do you do with the honey?
It's metaphorical.
Well, then why do you think we are wasting honey? You silly old bear.
You are a silly old bear.
Guys, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about anymore. I don't know. Normally, I feel like normally we're so coherent and I can really just totally track what we're talking about, but maybe, I don't know if I'm not getting enough sleep.
That actually brings me to something Usador and I have been talking about, and I don't want you to get upset, okay? Can you promise me you won't get upset?
No, I'm guessing you're suggesting I need some kind of magical CPAP.
A what?
No, never mind.
To smear on yourself? What I wanted to say is Usador and I have been talking, and, you know, the last three and some months time.
Three and a half
years
plus-ish.
Yeah.
Years?
Since you've been here, it's been really wonderful, and the show's been really fun to do. But,
has it?
For the most part.
How has it been before I was here?
Well, we didn't have a show.
Oh, okay.
I mean, since you've been here, there's been 20 good ups.
20?
But I've been
Name them. Name the 20 good ones. We should compile this so people don't have to waste their time.
Skeleton.
That's it?
One.
It's only one.
Oh, Fizzle Von Pizzlewitch.
Oh, that I love it.
That's easily our best one.
Those are the best ones.
And what I wanted to say is that, you know, we've been talking, and no offense against you, but, you know, you're not going to be here forever. You're either going to find your way back to Earth.
Yes,
or
absolutely will.
You might die. I mean, there's so many dangers and terrors about at any given night. So we wanted to
out at night.
Well, that's true, but something might creep into your bedroom, you know?
What? Is that a thing?
Yeah,
I do it all the time.
You creep into my bedroom?
We stood over you and watched you sleep.
Oh, no.
But we thought, you know,
to protect me?
Sure.
Sure.
Huh.
We thought to cover our bases. So what we've done is we brought in someone who, in case, goddesses forbid, anything happens to you, we have a backup host.
A backup host?
Yeah, because if it's just you, Store, and I, then it's just getting nuts.
It's just getting nuts.
So we'll make sure we have a contingency plan where, you know, we still have a host for Hello for the Magic Camera.
So you have different hosts and different area codes?
I gotta walk away from the table for a minute.
Usador, what have you and Chunt been cooking up behind my back?
Well, there just must be contingency plans. I, as a great wizard, have always had other plans in motion. Many ways that we could possibly defeat the Dark Lord, and in much the same way, there are many contingency plans. You don't know who I have set up to replace Chunt.
Oh, I would love... We can talk about that later.
So here is my friend. He's been waiting at the bar. This is Stick.
Oh, hello, hello. Good morning.
Oh, hey, Stick. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, Stick, this is Arnold. You'll have
It's Arnie.
You'll have to follow Arnie around.
Hello, Arnold.
Do everything that he does and learn how to be the new Arnie in case he ever dies or is murdered or has his legs chopped off or is burned alive or is blinded. Or has his throat cut from ear to ear by a brigand.
I could keep doing this podcast under many of those circumstances.
Oh, but...
Blind?
Yeah.
This isn't a very visual medium.
What do you mean?
People on Earth are only hearing our voices.
People can't see this?
Yeah.
Why do I dress up every week?
This is you dressing up?
Yes.
I wear this hat and bow tie every episode. It's canon.
Oh.
I've come dressed like you. Is that okay?
I'm impressed.
I conjured this pink shirt for him.
Yeah. Hi, Stick.
Hello, Arnold.
It's Arnie.
Hello, it's Arnie.
Okay. So, Stick, why did you guys pick Stick? Stick, you're going to...
Well, Stick is known throughout the land. Everybody knows Stick. Uh-huh. And he's known as a squire for hire. So anytime, you know, whether it be a knight or a different knight or like a hedge knight... Or any profession, he'll step in and squire to take over in case something happens to him.
I've done knights and hedge knights and tree knights. I've got a squire for hire son.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does one get into squiring?
Oh, well, I knew people in the squiring business.
Uh-huh.
And I said, any openings? And they said, there's always openings in the squire for hire business.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a dangerous business. Mm-hmm. I mean, your knight who's leading you may be killed. The squire may be killed, for the squire is less experienced. If you're fighting some great beast, a dragon perhaps, it's very easy for a squire or a knight to be murdered.
I followed a knight that killed a dragon, but then the knight died.
Oh. After killing the dragon?
Yeah, he had an accident on the way home.
What was the accident?
He fell off his horse.
He fell off his horse?
He fell off his horse, and then my horse walked over him.
Oh. No.
Was it a walk or a saunter or a trot? A gait?
Oh, it was a gait. That's right. It was a gait.
Sometimes it's difficult to stop a horse that's in motion, you know?
You know that phrase. It's difficult to stop a horse that's in motion.
Well, I mean, very quickly. They don't stop, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's... I mean, that's just some bad luck, right?
No, it was terrible luck, and there was a very small funeral.
Yeah. A small funeral?
A very small funeral. Didn't have a lot of friends.
Oh.
When the horse stepped on him, was it like one step and then moving forward, or was it like multiple in place?
It moved forward, and then it moved backwards again.
Oh. Do horses beep when they go in reverse?
Yeah.
They do.
They sort of neigh.
I've never noticed that. But I never move backwards. I'm always moving forward, looking towards the future, finding some new hope in the horizon ahead.
Well, Stick, for listeners at home, what is a squire exactly? You're just like an assistant?
Yeah, I'm a sort of professional apprentice.
Oh, great.
In case someone dies and I can take over from them. I've never actually taken over from anyone.
Oh, so when your knight died, you didn't take over?
No, I just moved on to be an apprentice to someone else. I was an apprentice to a blacksmith after that.
Oh.
Philip.
Philip the blacksmith?
Yeah, you heard of him.
I have not heard. Why have I not heard of Philip the Blacksmith?
Well, he died.
Yeah. Oh, how did he die?
Are we supposed to tell you about everybody in Foon, living and dead? Fuck.
I mean, I feel like over time I thought I would get to know everybody.
Everyone? This is a huge world. You haven't met hardly anyone.
Nah, I suppose that's true.
Now, when you were working with Philip, what happened there? He passed away while you were...
It was very tragic. He was making a lovely sword.
Oh.
He asked me to test it, so I tested it on him.
Oh.
It worked.
Yeah. He should have been
more specific.
That's
on him. That's on him.
I think I've got some of the blame there.
Yeah.
Yes, but you have to be very specific. If someone hands you a sword and they're like, try this out, what's the best way to try it out?
Yeah.
Of course, jam it in to the gut of the person right in front of you and see if they live or not.
I mean, I got to say, in your defense, I will say stabbing him seems like the wrong thing to do, but I don't know what the right thing to do is. Like, how do you test out a sword?
Yeah.
And you're just an apprentice.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing he should have taught you. Huh. Yeah. Philip had it coming.
Yeah. Very small funeral.
Very small funeral.
That was a different reason. He had lots of friends, but I shrunk the funeral down.
Oh.
He had so many friends that I cast a great spell so that it wouldn't take up so much space.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So then did you become a blacksmith?
No, then I was an apprentice to a king.
You were an apprentice to a king?
I was an apprentice to a king.
Oh, a king's squire. How wonderful.
Mm.
Do you think you'll ever be king?
No, the king died.
Oh no. How did he die?
Oh, you know, that one was on me.
It's good to see you taking some accountability.
I had a bad night out, poisoned his food.
Oh.
No, wait, how is that your fault?
I was lashing out.
Oh, I see.
I was, you know what, I was tired, I was groggy.
Mm-hmm.
He was the closest person, he had a hunk of meat and I had a vial of poison. I thought, you know what, fuck it.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have a vial of poison and you're like, well, this is just going to waste.
Do you know that phrase, hunk of meat, vial of poison, fuck it?
Ugh.
Actually, there's a few phrases in Foon named after Stick. I remember a while ago, maybe like 10 years ago, he used to kind of hide everywhere in town. He'd always be like in the mud and he'd pop up and surprise you. And we get the phrase, Stick in the Mud.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That was me.
Also, he had a brother, Stone. And, you know, every once in a while they'd get drunk and be in bar fights. And there's the phrase, you know, stick and stone will break your bones.
But only if they're apprenticed to you.
Oh, wow.
But then he squired for his brother. And I can't remember what happened to Stone.
Yeah, what happened to Stone?
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh.
Hate to hear that.
How did that happen?
Now, that one was not on me. I tripped him up. Okay, that one was on me.
Oh.
That was absolutely on me. I did not intend to.
I thought he fell off the top of a building.
Yeah, I tripped him off on the top of the building.
Yes, that makes sense.
Well, anyway, this is your new squire.
Hi there.
Hey, Stick.
So why don't we start the podcast over? And Arnie, you can give any notes or coaching.
Oh.
Side assistance, just so we get some grooming going on. Because, you know, he is taking over for you eventually. And Stick, why don't you just intro the podcast? We know you haven't heard it, but just intro the podcast as you see fit. Again, it's Hello from the Magic Tavern. And we'll just go from there.
You don't think you should, like, just shadow an episode first and, like, get any sense of what I do?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
But be very specific in your notes.
Okay.
Lest you find yourself at the end of a sword.
Oh. Before we start, Stick, how long are you usually an apprentice before something bad happens?
Oh, it varies. It can be anything between a day and 3 days.
Oh, no. I don't want to die between episodes.
Mundell, start the music.
Hello, this is Stick. Welcome to Chatterstick.
Oh, I like the name change.
He's taking ownership. I like that. Confidence.
Every week, I chatter with my friends. Hey, friends.
Hey, hello. Hey, buddy. Oh, it's the first time the host is... called us friends, right?
Yes, and introduces us at the same time.
Versus
it's much
companions.
More efficient.
Yeah, to get us both in at once.
Hey, it's presumptuous of me. I will fully admit that it's presumptuous.
Oh, no, not at all.
Look how so much humility from him.
You're wonderful.
Oh, this is great.
You're doing great.
You're
Thank
doing
you
great, Stick.
So much.
Is it all right? I mean, I don't know how long I should wait before I give notes.
No, this
Longer.
Is the perfect time. No.
Okay.
Let him speak his
Well,
mind.
First of all, I think I do like that idea of introducing them at the same time. The only thing is if you introduce them individually, then maybe it can take a really long time until you get to the guest. Like, if you give each of them, like, a really long time to kind of, like, marinate in their bullshit.
Excuse me?
Marinate in our bullshit?
Sorry, that's just...
Now I'm getting hungry.
That is an Earth expression that is very positive.
Well, it doesn't sound positive to me. that it sounds like you're lying to us.
Can I tell you what that feels like? And this is another thing Stick is known for. It feels like a real stick in the nuts.
You're known for that?
Well, there's a phrase that's, you know, he used to go around kicking people in the testicles, and the phrase became a real stick in the nuts.
Oh, so it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feels bad.
Please explain how marinade in your own bullshit is a good thing.
Funnily enough, I was once apprenticed to a cook, and I killed him by marinating him in his own bullshit.
Look at that great anecdote.
Oh, yeah.
Life experience.
That's a good story. Mm.
I was also going to say, though, for my notes, I really did appreciate how you got your name and the name of the podcast right off the bat, which I think is very important. It's good. Although, I will say that if Stick takes over the podcast, it'll still be Hello from the Magic Tavern.
It'll be Chatterstick.
It'll be Chatterstick.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we can weather that sort of change, that much trouble.
And we can go to any tavern, and we're still Chatterstick. We're not dependent on, you know.
Well, we did this podcast from a different tavern.
We did it outside one time. It didn't make any fucking sense.
All right, Chatterstick. I mean, I don't know what that means, but...
Yeah, that was the one episode that didn't make any fucking sense.
We called it Hello from the Magic Tavern. We were clearly not inside a magic tavern. And this tavern, well, there are magic items here. The tavern itself is not magic. The whole thing doesn't make any goddamn sense.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more Chatterstick.
Welcome back to Chatterstick, a podcast about my favorite subject, sticks.
You know, I think sticks are a very versatile tool. They're often discounted as merely being discarded pieces of trees, but you can do so many things with sticks. Birds use sticks as tools all the time.
Yeah, and when you have a branch, if you come across a branch or a stick in the forest, you can use it to dig. You can lean it up against something and use it as a ladder to climb up.
Yeah, get enough of them together and you can make a lean-to and have a shelter.
Mm,
wonderful. Mm-hmm.
You've got a very large stick there. You've got a... Well, I'd call that a staff.
Yeah. This is a staff, yes. And
a variety of stick.
Yes, it is a variety of stick. Well, I never even thought of it that way. What a wonderful insight.
Can I? I'm sorry. Guys, this is going great. Can
you
I
killed ask, the like, Chatterstick momentum.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Stick, your name is Stick.
Yeah.
Is that your birth name or a nickname?
Both.
Oh, both? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, are you a stickless or what's your...
Am I a stickless? Yeah. You know, I was born stickless Stickson.
Stickless Stickson.
Yeah.
So my father was a stick. From?
We're from overseas. It's a very common name in overseas.
Mm-hmm. And you just happen to also just be really into sticks?
No, but I mean, in fairness, when you're called Stick, there's only one way that you're going to go in your interests. My father was also very into sticks.
Oh, and your father's name.
Didn't you say your dad was into sticks? You said your dad rocks out the sticks.
Yo, he loves sticks, and especially their biggest hit.
Which is?
Don't know. Probably would know it if I heard it. But would never know with sticks.
Oh, well, domo arigato.
Don't know what you're talking about.
We're very into stick music in my family.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like, what is stick music?
Stick music is very heavy.
Oh.
Very heavy, entirely played on sticks.
Oh. Wow.
Quite dark.
Quite dark.
Dark and lugubrious. Slow.
Wow. Are there lyrics?
No.
No, just...
You know what I appreciate?
Just wailing.
That Stick just did? Mm-hmm. Stick just used the word lugubrious, and then right after... took a second to say slow.
Well, he saw the fear in Arnie's eyes.
I feel like you never do that. When you say something that we don't understand, you don't take a beat to then explain it to us.
Yeah. I mean, I just
wanted to give some notes in terms of like what Stick brings to the table that maybe you could learn from.
Well, look, I'm not the squire. I don't need notes.
Everybody can learn.
Yes, life is a journey where we're all growing and changing. So perhaps if you were more open to these ideas, then there would be an opportunity for you to grow. Hast thou not considered the opportunities that one does have whenever thou art presented with these subtle changes that could improve thine life?
Okay, note taken. Moving forward, if I say a word or thing that I think you guys won't understand, I will immediately elucidate you on what that means.
Instead of smiling smugly.
Exactly. And elucidate means, I don't know exactly, but...
Clarify.
Thank you, Stick.
Cool. I was going to say, like, what is that ensorcelment that you're talking? And Stick cleared it up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Do you have anything for me? This needs to be a two-way street.
Oh, sure. Stick, honestly, you're doing a good job. But you know what? You just keep playing with that dagger in front of you. It's a little distracting. I'm a little worried that the mics might pick it up.
The way it goes ting.
Hold on.
The way it just goes ting.
I'm sorry. Like, is that a dagger before him?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that is a dagger. Is a dagger I see before me, right?
Well, the handle's pointed to my eye.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Do you want to see the blade?
No. Hey, on my word, here's a note. Always hand a dagger handle first. You don't want to accidentally stab me.
But then I might cut my hand.
Yeah, he has a point.
Think of his hand.
Yeah.
I guess they're... How do you pass a dagger? I was thinking of them just like scissors. Well, that doesn't make sense.
You can lay the blade flat side upon your hand and hand the handle toward the person you wish to take the dagger.
But then it seems like you're trying to show it to them in like a sales room.
Here's the way you do it. You take the dagger, you stab it into the table, it sticks, you let the other person pull it out.
Sticks.
That's the other meaning of stick.
I got very excited about the other meaning of stick being used. It hadn't occurred to me.
If you get two sticks, then you coat them with honey.
Ooh.
They stick.
Ooh.
Now, is that a waste of honey? You honey miser?
Look,
I'm
just saying we gotta collect as much honey as possible.
You really are a silly big bear.
I really am.
And I'm a bit of a honey badger.
Would you like to see my cutlass?
Sure.
I was apprenticed to a pirate captain.
Oh, that's not a car.
That's a supreme cutlass.
It's a lovely cutlass, isn't it? It's got a good shine on it.
Now, did you get to become a pirate? I assume not, since you're still squiring.
No. But I did sail the ship all on my own.
Oh, that's so fun.
Everyone else had jumped off.
Oh.
Why did they jump off?
They saw a very scary cloud.
Clown?
Cloud. It's shaped like a clown.
Oh.
Big red nose.
Big red nose on the cloud.
Yeah.
Oh, red nose at night.
Pirates fear.
Yeah.
That's how the saying goes. Well, how did they all happen to see this terrifying cloud altogether? And you were not also, you also did not succumb to the fear of the cloud?
No, fair enough. There was something going on in the crow's nest, so they all looked up, but my shoelace was untied.
Ah, good timing. Mm. Lucky for you that you were able to steer the ship back. Did they all scream, a clown cloud, and jump into the...
In unison.
Oh, well, that would have been quite melodious and beautiful.
It was. And then I was captured by the good sailors.
Oh, do you know about the good sailors, Arnie?
No, who are the good sailors?
Well, you see, there are terrible pirates all throughout Foom that attack ships along the way. But since there is no law upon the sea, they're sort of like good pirates. They go around and they just do good things, for goodness sake.
They're a charitable institution.
Oh, yeah, it's sort of charity. Yes, exactly. And they're called the good sailors.
The good sailors.
That's right. Yeah. They're wonderful. They'll just go and they'll help you if you're stranded or if they see you're being attacked by pirates. They'll attack the pirates and let's say, go on, go about your business now.
Do they wear shorts?
Short shorts.
Oh.
And usually when they come aboard a boat, they'll say, like a good sailor. Just a little jingle to have.
That jingle... It's weird how that jingle goes up. You kind of expect there to be more.
Why would you expect there to be more?
Why?
I don't know. Like a good sailor. And then it...
But that's what they are.
Why not end on a high note?
I guess so. I don't understand. Look, you've heard this podcast. Speaking of which, here's like a pre-note for you, Stick. Like, I feel like
that's so sad. You get a little pre-note?
Just a little pre-note.
Doesn't happen to everyone.
I think it does, actually. A little pre-note, Stick. As we start to get close to the end, maybe you should come up with like a final segment. Maybe you could call it like Stick the Landing or something like that, where we kind of like try to like leave the listener with like some kind of resolution or something like that.
Sure.
Like it's something that we've often talked about doing on the podcast, but has never actually accomplished.
Nope, not one time.
I like Stick the Landing. Or maybe there's a segment called Pick Up Stick, where we try and...
pick me up.
We try and literally and figuratively pick him up.
I'm very massy.
Yeah, you are a massy dude.
You're very large. Is that why you...
I'm very large, but I'm also very dense.
Is that why you chose Stick to be my...
No.
He's known as the Squire for Hire. That's the only reason.
Guys, have you been listening? Look, maybe you're not as masterful an interviewer as I, and you don't listen as closely as I do. But from a lot of the things he's said, I think he murders everyone he squires for.
Can I get you a drink?
Oh,
It's very frothy.
I'm worried about poison, but I'm so thirsty.
Yes, would you mind actually getting a drink for everyone, stepping away to the bar for a moment?
I will.
Oh, also, one with no poison for me. All right, I think that should cover it.
Oh, I also want one with no poison.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the poison.
Now, you see, I don't know what you're worried about. Clearly, those pirates all jumped off the ship at the same time when they saw a clown cloud.
Look, okay.
How is that his fault?
That's the one that seemed okay. But the rest of them, he either actively admitted to killing them or heavily implied that he killed them. First, are you guys trying to get me killed?
No.
Absolutely not.
You're my best friend.
My best friend.
Arnie, you're my second best friend right after April Fools, and I would never do anything to get you murdered.
We just
on
know.
On purpose. On purpose.
On purpose. We just know that at some point, again, you'll be gone. You know, Isidore and I are both magical creatures. We're going to live a long, long time. And either you're going to pass away, unfortunately, or more optimistically, you'll make it back home to Earth.
But if I make it back home to Earth, I want you guys to come with me, and we'll continue the podcast on Earth.
With Stick? Bring Chatterstick to Earth? Oh, banging. Yes. Noice.
Now, you've mentioned before that you would like to take us to Earth and continue the show there, but from what I've heard of Earth, there's no place for me there. Here I am, a wizard of Foon, great powerful mage, with this obsidian arm of pure darkness that shall perhaps defeat the void, and
We've got to get back to defeating the void.
Yes?
All right, but I'm just trying to make a mental note. You know, I'm going to write it down.
Okay. #fillthevoid.
#fillthevoid.
Here we are. Four drinks.
Thank you.
Which one's the one with no poison?
It's the one on the left. Great, the other two are shandies, and that's an Aperol Spritz.
Shandy for me.
All right. Let's move them all around.
Okay. All right.
Well, surely I cannot pick the one in front of me.
Why?
Oh, just... Well, I guess I can.
Oh. Real Wallace Shawn.
What?
No.
See, you did the thing there
you
just
did
now.
Explain.
No,
you
didn't no, no,
explain.
No, no, no. You're right.
You did
okay.
not explain. You just had that smug fucking look on your face.
Okay, here. Let me say that again. A real Wallace Shawn move. Wallace Shawn is a delightful character actor on Earth who is in the movie The Princess Bride in a very famous scene with Carrie Elwes.
No, go back to not
okay.
explaining
all
it.
Right. So, Stick, which of these drinks is you going to drink?
I thought I might have the Aperol Spritz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because there's no poison in it?
Yeah.
All right.
I like Aperol Spritz.
I'm going to have an Aperol Spritz.
I'll have to go and get another Aperol Spritz.
Yes, there's only one of those.
All right.
Have a shandy or a poison.
Arnie, don't be rude. Have a shandy or a poison.
I don't like shandy.
Can we get back into some Chatterstick?
Welcome back to Chatterstick.
Yeah.
Today we're talking about top 10 sports.
Spots?
Sports.
Sports.
I love mittens. It's my favorite sport. I really like it when they kill the birds because they, even though I'm a great lover of birds, they're worth a lot of points, and then you can collect them and eat them afterwards.
I'm going to say one of my, maybe my number one is catball.
Catball.
I love a good game of catball.
You're a good catball player.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm average. Yeah. But I just have a zeal for the sport.
It's all in the cat, I always think.
It's a lot has to do with the cat and
choose
its willingness
the right cat.
To yeah, and its willingness to participate. What about you, Stick? What's your favorite game?
Oh, I love playing net.
Mm. Oh, net is fun.
Yeah, net.
Everyone kind of wins at net.
Yeah.
Huh. How do you play net?
You make a net.
You just make a net? Okay.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah. I like
I mean if some people think poker's a sport, why not?
I like fences. Do you guys know? Do you,
fences?
Do you know fences, Arnie?
No.
It's really fun. There's a fence between two sides of a court. It's about 20 feet high. And you just hit a ball over it. And it can take years to play because someone might hit a ball over your fence and then you have no idea it's there. Then you find it a few days, months later. And then you just take a racket and hit it back over the other side.
Huh.
The Fences League is all over the place at the minute.
Yes, all over the place. Mm-hmm. Very popular.
You usually play in August. It's a really powerful sport.
Huh.
Really emotional.
I like the idea of golf.
You like the idea of golf? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I don't like golf, but I like the idea of it.
So the idea of a body of water that butts up against land is something that you're kind of into?
Yeah.
And see, I'm at a crossroads here. Part of me wants Arnie to explain this thing, Mm-hmm. But then a moment ago, he tried to explain something, and that was even worse.
You know what? I want to say something, but I'm enjoying Chatterstick so much, I just want to keep the momentum going.
Yeah, let's just get back to
I just want to say that I will explain things you don't understand that I'm saying right after, but remember, it's a real monkey's paw.
Is that the right way to do it? You have to include an appendix.
Speaking of appendix, can you move that? Can you move that? And I don't know the name for this type of blade. You have Stick, I've noticed you have so many blades on you.
Yeah.
It's kind of poking where I generally think my appendix might be.
It's a javelin.
It's a javelin?
Yeah.
See how long it is?
It is very long. At first, I didn't know what was. I just felt like a light poking. And then I look down, and there's a javelin poking
it. Cool, but Arnie, we're in the middle of top 10 sports. My second favorite sport would probably be butt cousins. I feel like that's a pretty fun one.
I'm in a lot of pain, but I do want to hear more about butt cousins.
So do I.
Butt cousins is when you, if you sit down on something, mm-hmm. and then you get up, and then seconds later somebody else sits down on that same area, mm-hmm. seat, or what have you, you're butt cousins.
Huh.
On and you Earth, just try and keep tally of who your closest butt cousins with.
Wow. On Earth, Butt Cousins is a really underrated Elvis Presley movie.
See, I want him to explain, but I don't. I'm really torn. I don't know what to do here anymore. Stick, is there, what other sports do you like?
What other sports do I like?
I think we're through about five.
I'm a big fan of hand-to-hand. Oh, I love, swap hands.
I love hand-to-hand.
Yeah.
Arnold, have you ever played hand-to-hand?
No. How do you swap hands?
Cut your hand off.
Like, right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cut your hand off.
Here, I'll start.
No. I mean, is there magic involved? I guess I before anybody cuts their hands off...
Do you want to borrow my saw?
Your saw? You have a saw there.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a singing saw.
It is. It's magical. It's got a mouth.
Look, it sounds so good. I can't wait to hear how this sounds.
What do you mean? You can hear it right now.
I mean, just later. I can't wait to hear it again.
Okay. Well, here, hand me the saw.
Okay.
I'm going to take off. Well, I can't cut off my obsidian arm. Mm-hmm. It's too hard, but my right hand, I'll just go ahead and saw this off.
Damn, anything can happen on Chatterstick.
So as I was saying before, Cary Elwes was in this movie with Wallace Shawn. Cary Elwes, you know, I don't know what happened to him, his career after Princess Bride.
He's trying to saw his hand off.
Yeah.
There. Who wants to?
Here, do mine next.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, a little bit of saw, too.
Here, now take my hand.
Well, I can't imagine that this could keep going after Saw 2.
Well, like get up to Saw, yeah, I don't know.
Put him back on.
Yeah. Just title him differently.
That's fun. That's a fun hand. See, I just put his hand back on.
There we
go. Oh, wow.
I just attached it.
Yeah, but it's weird.
And now it feels like a stranger's jerking you off it.
Ugh. But Usador, why did you trade a righty for a lefty?
Well, just to mix things up. Now I have two left hands.
This is very soft.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You look after these.
I do.
Never worked a day in his life.
That's not true. I work very hard. But I do soak.
Yeah?
So did you just give Stick a magic hand?
Technically, I suppose, yes. I mean, he can't cast spells with it. He's not a wizard.
Why don't you cut off your obsidian hand?
Here, touch it. It's too hard.
Ooh, that's too hard.
It'd take forever. I mean, it's magically turning into stone, essentially. Very little I can do about that.
Arnie, this hand is pointing at you. Nothing to do with me.
There's like sparks coming off of the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a little magic in there still, I suppose. That's fun.
All right. I feel somehow more tired than usual.
Classic Arnie.
I had a spell to make Arnie tired left in my hand?
I feel what little life force I have leaving my body.
Well, Arnie, are you okay?
I'm worried we're sticking the landing.
I think he's just trying to get a red potion.
Arnie, we're not going to give you a red potion.
Sidebar, I would like a red potion, but I...
The sidebar is closed. You know that. The main bar's open, but no sidebar.
Okay, I don't care. Back bar, front bar. Look at me. I'm slowly becoming emaciated. Emaciated. You know, that's how it's pronounced on my world. Guys, I'm starting to look like the end of Last Crusade. That is an Indiana Jones movie. Indiana Jones is a beloved Earth character.
I thought you said Indiana was a state.
Ford, he was named after the dog.
Harrison Ford was named after the dog?
No.
He's getting thinner. He's been cursed thinner.
I don't know who Harrison was named after. It's not a very common name, but it's pretty cool.
So they called the dog Indiana?
They called the dog Indiana. And...
Oh, my. Look, Arnie's gotten real thin and long and brown.
Oh, Arnie, could you...
He's a stick.
Could you write me a reference?
I suppose it's hard for you to get references since so many of your...
I have no references.
Your masters have passed away so untimely. That's very sad.
Entirely by word of mouth.
Guys,
I always thought if something like this happens, my friends would make any effort to save my life.
You know, Stick, I'd be happy to write you a reference, but I have your hand. So technically right now, you'd be writing your own reference, which would be...
Fraud.
Yeah, fraud. That would be terrible.
The capital crime. I'm fucking dying right now.
Arnie, what are you complaining about right now?
It's a miracle I could even make any noise.
Oh, here, let me fix this.
Also, this has got to be annoying for the listener.
Whoa. So, Harrison Ford is a name.
Let's switch hands back.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Oh, there. Just put that back. Oh, that feels good. It's nice to have your own hand back.
Hey, guys. You know, I usually don't pull this card in the podcast, but I'm going to just make a unilateral decision about the podcast. I'm so sorry, Stick. We're going to let you go as Squire.
What?
Yeah, I know. And I'm guessing from what little I've known from talking to you that your very specific thing is killing while squiring.
It's been known to happen. Repeat it always. Yeah.
But is it fair to say less likely to kill when not squiring?
I've never killed when not squiring.
Yeah, see, I think I just saved my own life. After, thank you, Usador, for saving my life. And Chunt, thanks for nothing.
I'm the one person who recognized you got turned into a stick. I can't magic you back to form.
Wait, all right. So it's not
a Highlights magazine puzzle.
Are you telling me that turning into a stick is something Arnold can't naturally do?
I don't think so.
You can't turn into a stick of your own free will.
No, I can only go the other way.
All right, I'm going to make a note of that for the future. So if it happens again, I'll act more quickly.
Thank you. You know what? We've learned a lot. And you know what, Stick? I've learned an important lesson about life.
What's that?
So is there a first crusade?
I thought you wanted to stick to the landing. You really just missed a huge opportunity to do that.
Oh, that's right. This really feels like we're in a post... We should have ended it, period, of the episode. I mean, I don't need to tell you this, Dick, because you're not, you know, apprenticing anymore, but it's really good to try to, like, look for a button, look for a moment where, you know, like, it's done. And then if you
kind of like a good sailor.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're right.
So, not so bad after all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Because then otherwise sort of like, oh, no, we've gone too long. And then you're kind of like trying to say, like, we'll find something if we keep going, and then...
We'll never finish this episode of Chatterstick.
Never finish. You mean this is not Chatterstick anymore?
Of course.
Before we stick the tavern, Stick, what's next for Stick? What are you going to do now?
I'm going to look for some more work. I saw an apprentice needed sign on my way in.
Oh, really?
Written on leather. Is that the leather merchant?
The leather merchant?
Yeah, I've never worked in leather before.
Oh, that sounds fun. Work for a tannery and perhaps take on a new skill. That could be very good for you.
Can I ask you, Stick, I feel like our cards are on the table. We know that you, like, apprentice and then you kill that person.
What?
Right? Wasn't that pretty obvious?
I didn't catch that at all.
I didn't get that at all.
I'm not.
I've never been accused of that.
You've never been accused of that?
That is completely unproved.
Now, it seems like a lot of the people that you do apprentice for end up dead, but that's just a coincidence.
Well, that is.
I swear, like a minute ago, he literally admitted to doing it. I'm not crazy.
I don't think so.
Well, I think we've all said things in the last minute or so just to try and stick the landing. We're trying to help you out, bud.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I was just wondering why you never take on... The jobs themselves.
My job is apprentice.
Your job is apprentice.
Stick to what you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it.
What?
That's the one. Stick What's to what you know. That's where we should have ended the episode.
Well, we didn't.
Anyway, let's just keep talking as we walk to the bar. Da-da-do-de-do, walking away.
Man, if I was dying, you know, like if someone attacked me with a laser saw, I'm not sure anyone up here would try to bring me back. We should really reestablish the bunker's emergency life support systems, but we routed all that power into the home theater on Deck 10. I hate to admit it, but the mysterious man did make the trains run on time. Unlike Mussolini, who did not make the trains run on time. Look it up. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. Stick the Squire was played by special guest Felix Trench. Felix plays Rudyard Funn on the delightful podcast Wooden Overcoats, a British audio sitcom about two competing family-owned mortuaries. Give it a listen. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. I gotta go check on some stuff. Bye.